This is Everything is Workable, a series of podcasts and blog posts that examine how every experience, every situation, every moment is an opportunity to work with our mind. My name is Caitlin Hatch, and I'm a creative polymath, which is a nice short way of saying I'm a designer, artist, animator, and published author. My purpose in life is to inspire curiosity, to inspire people to let go of the limited ideas that they have about themselves and their experience. Through the posts and podcasts of Everything is Workable, I hope to share some insight into what this means and give you some ideas of how to make your world so much bigger. I'll have various different guests to share their stories, as well as sharing my own, all with the aim of seeing everything as workable, even the most uncomfortable situations. Today, I want to talk about how wonder plays a role in this ability for us to see everything as workable. Wonder can easily be taken as childishness, and talking about it can come off a lot as woo. By woo, I mean fluffy, insubstantial stuff that sounds nice, but doesn't really hold up under scrutiny. But wonderment is a valuable skill, and without it, our world does become incredibly limited. Wonder is not a spiritual thing. I'm not talking about miracles and magic when I use the term. I'm talking about appreciation of the world as it is. Genuine appreciation. Truly seeing and valuing all that is awesome in the universe. And when I use awesome, I am using it in the true sense of the word. This becomes a little bit difficult to talk about because wonder itself is one of those very ineffable things. I know that my sense of wonder has increased hugely since I have integrated regular meditation into my life, but when I try to describe it to people, I find that becomes very challenging then. It's like I can give really specific examples from my own experience, but then I'm sort of met with baffled expressions or the slow nod of like, right, whatever you say. Or I'm told, like, it sounds, so it's, oh, aren't you cute, kind of patronizing. Oh, that's so sweet that you find that full of wonder. Like, for example, I'll describe turning a corner, and I'll see a tree in full blossom, and my mind just stops. No chatter, no thoughts, just seeing this tree and being in total awe at how beautiful it is. And not just because there's this tree covered in thick blossoms that look like billowing clouds, but because in that single moment of seeing the tree, for a flash, I'll have an experience of seeing all of it. I see the sun and the water and the time that meant that the tree would take to bloom right at that moment, and the fact that it grew and that I'm alive and that I exist and I am able to witness it. See, even saying all that just now sounds a bit woo to me. And I find myself scrambling for words to describe something which is, to be honest, and as I already said, entirely ineffable. However, I set up Everything is Workable as a way for me to share the things that I've found to be of benefit with the aim to deepen my own understanding and then also to perhaps contribute to helping others help themselves and see their own ability to work with their mind. So I've been contemplating this sense of wonder that I'm cultivating through meditation, and I've been trying to figure out how to share it more effectively. So the other day I was listening to a talk by Pema Chodron, and suddenly I came up with this brilliant way to describe it. It just sort of popped into my mind because of some stuff that Pema was saying. In her talk, Pema was discussing reference points of nowness, which is a really brilliant tool for staying in and appreciating the present moment. The idea is that we can learn to view all of our experiences as a reference point to the present moment because everything that we are experiencing is in the present, and all of our senses, like touch, sight, smell, taste, hearing, they're all in the present. So just a quick digression here. I know that there are far more than five senses, but for the purpose of this talk, I'm going to focus on these since they also have physical attributes in the present. For example, our nose exists in the present moment, and so does our sense of smell. Anyway, as Pema is talking about reference points of nowness, she's saying how noticing these reference points really helps us to appreciate everything in our life. She goes on to share a story about a woman that she was talking to who lost her sight quite late in life. And she was saying how this woman said to Pema, "Really appreciate that you can see." And then suddenly I had it. I had a way to describe wonder. So we've all heard stories of someone who learned to appreciate what they had once it was lost. We probably even have examples in our own lives. Like, we truly appreciate what it is to be well, for example, when we are incredibly ill and have been speaking to the porcelain gods for hours. we appreciate the use of a limb when it's broken. We appreciate a loved one and what we lost when they die. We suddenly appreciate the time we have left if we are told that we have a terminal illness. No, this isn't always the case, but it's this ability to appreciate that which we no longer have. And that's something that, the concept of that is pretty universal, and it's really easy to communicate, right? Like, there's so many examples all over the place. So, what if I told you that it was possible to have that same profound sense of appreciation, of wonder, for all those things while you actually have them? Imagine appreciating what you have while you have it. We don't need to lose our legs to appreciate that we can walk. We don't need to lose our hearing to appreciate the music that we can hear. We don't have to lose our sense of taste to appreciate the rich and varied flavors that we can enjoy. And this isn't just about ability. We can appreciate the sunrise every single day, truly appreciate it, or the sunset, if you don't get up that early. Because it's something that's absolutely stunning, which a lot of us, you know, it becomes the norm, so we don't really think about it. But whatever your norm of experience is, you can develop a great sense of wonder and delight at all the abilities you have, and the absolute wonder of the fact that you even exist, that anyone you know exists, that the planet came into being is something to be appreciated. Now, I know I started by saying that this isn't a spiritual thing, and to emphasize how this really isn't a spiritual experience, I love to refer to Neil deGrasse Tyson. He is a person who totally gets what it is to be in wonder of the universe. He's a scientist. And I don't know what, if any, spiritual leanings he might have, but he appreciates the world and his existence and everything that it has to offer. And what's the result of that appreciation? Well, he's got some really great videos, actually, that if you go and watch them, there's one that kind of went viral for a little bit, and I posted a link to it on my previous blog, She Smiled the Widest Smile. But the gist of it is that it means that he really loves life, and he feels the significance of the fact that he gets to be alive. So, when we can truly cultivate a sense of wonder for the world, we can learn also to appreciate even the difficult things. And we might not welcome them, and I'm not saying that we'll start enjoying them, but we start to see that they are just as much part of the richness of life as anything else. Grief is just as much a valid experience as joy, and therefore death and loss is to be appreciated as much as birth and love. Because we are human, we get to experience these things. They're not a punishment. They just are. They're part of the fact that you exist at all. And that is something that's pretty damn wonderful. And it does make things more workable, because we can appreciate that we can work with our mind. We can't change the unpredictability of life, but we can change about how we think about it. So, now the big question, of course, how do we go about cultivating this sense of wonderment, right? It's all very well and good to say, you should really appreciate the world, but if you're not doing it, how are you supposed to learn how to do it? As I mentioned earlier, meditation is an amazing tool for this. Meditation habituates us to being in the present moment with whatever is going on with our experience, externally, internally, with our thoughts. I'm going to say this many times. Meditation is not about not thinking, it's about noticing. So meditation habituates us to this, and the more we do that, the more we can see the richness and the flexibility and the vastness of being right here, right now. Because in the present moment, we can choose what happens next. The future is totally unwritten. And then there's that sense of, because then there's curiosity. What's going to happen, right? Curiosity? Totally essential in feeling wonderment and experiencing wonderment. Another thing that we can do, and I quite like doing this, is write a gratitude list. In the West, we have a whole day that's dedicated to giving thanks. But we can do that on any day that we choose. I like writing down all the things that I'm grateful for and really considering what it means to be grateful for something. It can be something really simple, like I'm grateful for the fact that I can watch a sunrise, or I'm grateful for spring flowers. Or it can be more significant and deep-rooted. Things like, I'm grateful for the model of unconditional love that my parents showed me. Or I'm grateful for my sense of curiosity and the ability I have to teach myself new things. Another fantastic practice that I like to use for cultivating the sense of wonderment comes from Thich Nhat Hanh, who's a Vietnamese Buddhist teacher. He has this amazing guided meditation you can probably find. You can actually probably find scripts of it if you Google it. It's meditation on a tree. And he talks about how when you look at a tree, you can see the entire universe. Because without all the minerals in the soil, there is no tree. And without the sun, there is no tree. And without the clouds and the rain, there is no tree. So when you look at a tree, you see the whole universe. This can apply to anything and everything in our life. Like, pick up a ceramic mug and consider, without clay, there is no mug. Without someone to dig out the clay, there is no mug. Without someone to shape and fire and paint it, there is no mug. In this way, even the littlest thing in our life can be a source of wonder, and therefore a source of appreciation. It's also illustrated beautifully in the video I was mentioning that Neil deGrasse Tyson, it's actually an interview. Someone asks him what the most astounding fact in the universe is. And effectively what it boils down to is he says the most astounding fact in the universe is that we are all made up of the same stuff as stars. So when you look up at the sky, you can feel really puny and insignificant, or you can actually feel like you're part of something so much bigger, and that your creation of something so much bigger, and that's really amazing. And the more we appreciate everything around us in this way, and that we see that, then we can see how workable it is, because we start to see the interconnectedness of it. When you see the fullness of our experience, the fullness of a situation, and a lot of the time, actually, we might start seeing that what becomes workable is the fact that we don't want to change it or fix it or alter it, because we learn to just be comfortable with it as it is and really see the richness of it. But as I continue to say and will continue to say throughout this podcast regularly and in the blog posts, don't take my word for it. Go and try these wonderment practices. See if you can find some other ones. See if there's any other... I thought of another one that I do sometimes. I call it first world problems. When I feel that I'm not really appreciating the richness of life, I totally do some first world problems rundown in my head of stuff that I might be feeling kind of grumpy or put off by. It works wonders, trust me. I look at it and I'm like, oh, right. I'm really making my experience really small and petty, and I'm missing out on some pretty awesome stuff because I'm really hung up on some first world problem, like that I missed a bus or that a train was canceled, or that it's raining and I didn't want it to rain today because I really wanted to go for a walk. The point is that when we really look at our lives with a sense of wonder and appreciation, we start to see things in a much bigger way. We get out of a very narrow, fixed view of what should be impressive and what should have value and what should give us joy. And we start to actually see that there is a lot of joy in appreciating the things that we have, that ultimately every single one of us is so lucky just to even have been born, to even exist, to have had whatever circumstances came together so that you have a human life and that you get to have the experiences you have, difficult, uncomfortable, joyful, wonderful, or otherwise. Thank you for listening to Everything is Workable, a Funwolf Creations production. If you have a question you'd like to ask, a topic that you'd like me to tackle, or if you'd like to become a contributor, you can get in touch with me through www.vast-skythinking.com by visiting the Everything is Workable blog. Thank you to the very talented Dexter Britton for sharing his music with the world. The music used in this podcast is from his Creative Commons Volume 5 album, available on www.dexterbritton.co.uk.